30-minute body scan meditation. Getting yourself into a comfortable position, whether on the mat, on top of your bed, or in a seated position. If lying down on the mat, ensuring you're warm enough and that you're comfortable in a relaxed position. Your hands are at the side of your body, open, facing upright. Or your body could be supported by a chair. Again, if you're doing the body scan seated, so slightly away from the chair, upright and relaxed, with the hands open, resting on your lap, and your feet firmly in the ground. Your eyes are closed if you're comfortable doing so. If not, just lower your gaze. So with the intention of being fully present in this current moment, letting go of anything from earlier in your day or anything you need to do later, just focusing on now. And firstly, scanning the whole of the body, from the tips of the toes up to the top of the head. And noticing what's present for you right now. Noticing any physical sensations, any areas of discomfort. Not trying to change anything, just notice what's here. And bringing to mind any tension in the body or any resistance you find. So accepting what you find within the body. And from time to time, you may notice the thoughts wander. So just notice where the mind has gone and gently escort yourself back, using the breath or the body as an anchor. No need to judge or criticize. Just notice where the mind has gone, any emotional connection with any of these thoughts. And just gently bring them back. So starting at the feet, bringing awareness to the soles of the feet, the heels, the arch of the foot, the base of the foot, all the way up to the toes. Noticing each individual toe. Noticing the temperature that you find here. How the circulation feels. And any physical sensations that are present for you. Noticing the contact points with the ground. So if you're lying down, noticing the back of the heels, feel it connect with the ground. Or if you're seated, noticing the soles of the feet. and moving up to the upper area of the feet. Again, each individual toe and the upper part of the feet all the way up to the ankles. Notice the skin touching material of the socks or tights or shoes. You can visualize breathing into the soles of the feet, from the tips of the toes all the way up to the ankles and back out through the toes, breath after breath. And then allowing this area of the body to dissolve from awareness, moving to the lower legs, bringing awareness to the calf muscles, noticing the muscle, if it's tense or relaxed, if one side is different from the other. Noticing again the skin and connection with any material of clothing, or if you have a blanket around your legs. And moving to the front of the lower legs, the shin area, bringing awareness to this area. Noticing if there's any discomfort, physical sensations. If no sensations, that's okay, just register a blank. Again, at any time the thoughts try for your attention, just notice where the mind has gone and gently escort it back, using the breath of the body as an anchor. No need to engage with the thoughts. You may notice if these thoughts try for your attention regularly, or if there's emotional connection with these thoughts. However, we always have the body and the breath as an anchor to bring us back. So moving the focus of attention to the knee joints. So bringing awareness to the knees, the front of the knees, the joint itself, the area around the knees, muscles, ligaments, tendons, bringing awareness to all the areas supporting the knee joint. Moving the spotlight of attention to the area behind the knees. Again, noticing if there's any difference between one side and another. Letting go of any expectations, not striving for things to be different. Just accepting what you find here, bringing full focus to this area of the body. And if at any time you find discomfort or tension, you can breathe into that area, allowing that area to soften. Allowing the knees to dissolve from awareness now and moving up to the upper legs. So firstly bringing awareness to the upper thighs. And if you're in a seated position, noticing the connection with the hands that rest there. Noticing the difference of the areas where there's no connection with the hands. And then bringing focus to the underside of the thighs. If you're seated, noticing connection with the chair you rest on that supports you. Or if you're lying down, noticing the connection with the ground that supports you also. Just trusting in what you find. So now bring the whole of the legs into awareness, from the tips of the toes all the way up to the top of the legs, and visualizing that breath as if it was entering from the toes all the way up the legs, nourishing you all the way through and back out and down through the tips of the toes, breath after breath. So allowing the legs to dissolve from awareness and moving focus of attention to the pelvic region and the organs within this area. Noticing any physical sensations here. And then moving to the abdominal area, noticing changes in the abdomen as you breathe in, and again as you breathe out, as the abdomen rises and falls. And moving up to the diaphragm area, the muscle that rests just under the ribcage in the lungs. Visualising this muscle relax and contract as you breathe in and breathe out. Moving your spotlight of attention to the lungs and the ribcage. So bringing awareness to the change in structure here as you breathe in and again as you breathe out. as the lungs inflate as you breathe in, and the lungs deflate on the out breath. Noticing the expansion of the ribcage as you breathe in, as the ribcage raises on the in-breath and then relaxes and drops on the out-breath. And again, if the mind wanders at any time, you may have lost your focus of attention. So just gently escort yourself back to the meditation without any judgment or criticism. So bringing awareness now to the front of the shoulders. You may notice your posture here. So if you're seated, notice if your posture is upright and relaxed, or if your posture's forward. You may wish to adjust your posture if you feel the need to. Noticing if you're holding your shoulders up higher than you normally would, if there's any tension there. And then moving spotlight of attention to the arms, bringing awareness to the upper arms, the muscles on the outer arm, the inner arm. Notice if the muscle is tense or relaxed. Noticing the arms being supported either by your lap or the side of your body. And bring awareness to the elbow joint. Forearms, the inner part of the forearms and the outer part of the forearms, all the way down to the wrists. Bringing awareness to the back of the hand, the fingers, the fingertips. Noticing how the circulation feels in your hands. The hands feel warm or cold, and tingling in the fingertips. Bringing awareness to each individual finger as you focus on the inside of the hands and the palms of the hands. Are the hands open and relaxed? Are they clenched? Are you holding any tension within your hands? Allowing the hands to relax at the side of the body or supported on your legs if you're seated. Visualising that breath as if it was entering the fingertips all the way up to the top of the arms, nourishing you on the in-breath, and back out and down through the fingertips, letting go on the out-breath of what you no longer need. So bringing awareness to bottom and contact with the chair or the ground that you rest on. And then moving up to the spine, vertebrae by vertebrae, bringing focus from the base of the back all the way up to the base of the neck. And visualizing the spine in an S-shaped position, holding and supporting your body. And bringing awareness to the lower back, all the way up to the thoracic vertebrae and right up to the base of the neck, across the back of the shoulders. So noticing here, you may hold some tension here across the shoulders, allowing that to soften, loosen out. Or possibly in at the base of the neck. And bringing your full attention to the body. So bring focus to the back of the head and the scalp. Top of the head, the forehead, the temples. And if you notice any tension here, allowing that to soften. Across the temples or the forehead. As we bring attention to the head, bring focus to any thoughts that are present, allowing yourself to observe thoughts from a distance. So we can observe them, noticing if we have an emotional connection with these thoughts, but we don't need to engage with the thoughts. We can observe from a distance and bring ourselves back to the meditation. So bring awareness to the face, so the eyes, the area around the eyes, the eyelids, the eyes themselves. Noticing if your eyes feel tired or rested, if the eyes are dry or moist. Whatever you find, it's okay. Allowing this area to dissolve from awareness and moving to the nose, bringing awareness to the air as it enters the nostrils and again exits the nostrils, noticing the temperature of the air on the in-breath and again on the out-breath, noticing the difference in the temperature of the air. And bringing awareness to the cheeks, the jaw, the chin. And moving down to the front of the neck. Noticing the length of the neck. the shoulders all the way up to the chin. Again, you may wish to notice your posture here. So returning your attention to the whole of the body, from the tips of the toes up to the top of the head, scanning the whole of the body, noticing what's present for you right now, and physical sensations, thoughts, emotions. Noticing anything that you're more aware of from the start of the meditation to now. Notice if one side is different from the other. Not trying to change anything, just observing what we find. Visualising that breath as if it were entering from the tips of the toes all the way through the body, nourishing you through the body, and up and out through the top of the head, breath after breath. And as this meditation comes towards an end, noticing any sounds outside your room first of all. And then gradually bring attention to sounds within your room, including your own body breathing. So when you feel ready, have a stretch, move around. Open your eyes when you feel comfortable doing so.